Mother of Pearl by Maureen Lee, read by Neris Hughes. Chapter 1. April 1971. Pearl. Hilda Dooley was reading aloud from the Daily Mirror.
"I see they're letting that Liverpool woman out of prison," she announced.
There was a long pause.
"Which woman?"
Audrey Steele inquired, when it looked as if no one was going to say anything. Audrey was the oldest and the kindest of the teachers present, and Hilda was largely disliked.
"That Amy Patterson. She murdered her husband. Stabbed him in his heart, poor sod. It happened in 1950.
Hilda gave a disapproving sniff.
"Before she got married, she used to live in the next street to us in Bootle."
"Did she?" This time a few heads were raised in interest. "And where was that?"
"Agate Street. It's off Marsh Lane. I lived in Garnet Street. Still do."
Hilda pursed her lips, as if she wasn't exactly proud of this fact.
"She was about 12 years older than me. I used to see her at Mass. I can't remember her maiden name, but her husband was Barney Patterson. They had a daughter who was about 5 at the time. I don't know what happened to her."
"What was she like, the mother, that is?"
"Pretty," Hilda said wistfully.
"A plain woman in her late 30s with buck teeth and thin hair. Hilda had never married and lived with her widowed mother."
"Dead pretty."
Her voice changed, became hard.
"Personally, I think she should have been hanged by the neck until she was dead."
"You mean the state should have murdered her," said Louisa Sutton, who was a member of the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament and Amnesty. Louisa could always be relied on to promote the liberal cause. I held my coffee mug tightly in both hands.